At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The Dallas City Council today is expected to vote on whether to pull support for building a controversial toll road along the Trinity River. KERA's Christina Martinez has a preview.
The park has been in the works for years near the Trinity River, but the toll roads attracted a lot of criticism. Dallas voters approved the project twice, but critics say federal officials approved a road that was different from what voters signed off on. There were concerns about the road being built in a floodplain near a park. And then there's the price tag, an estimated $1.5 billion. Mayor Mike Rawlings commissioned a team of urban planners in 2015 to redesign the parkway as a four-lane meandering road instead of a six-lane tollway. The toll road was initially seen as a way to relieve traffic elsewhere, but government data showed that any road built along the Trinity wouldn't ease traffic significantly. Last week, a majority of Dallas City Council members said they don't support the current plans for the toll road. Freshman council member Kevin Felder represents parts of South Dallas.
As I was on the campaign trail, many of the constituents talked about the toll road and did not see a need for it.
If the council pulls support for the toll road, the city will have to inform the North Texas Tollway Authority and the Texas Department of Transportation. The council is still interested in building the park between the Ron Kirk and Margaret McDermott bridges. The council will decide whether to create a local government corporation to finish the park. Christina Martinez, KERA News.
You can check out a timeline of the Trinity Parkway's history at keranews.org. Adults learning to read in Dallas will help test apps designed to reduce illiteracy as part of a global competition to develop mobile apps for adult learners. Dallas is one of three cities nationwide involved in field testing. Mayor Mike Rawlings helped launch the local field test yesterday.
If we sit around waiting for the feds or the state level to figure this out, we'll have another generation go by.
Over the next year, eight teams, including one led by SMU's School of Education and Human Development, will test their apps on adults who can only read at the third grade level or below. The winning team gets $3 million as part of the Barbara Bush Foundation Adult Literacy X Prize. It's a challenge to design an airport for today's demands. No one knows that better than a Dallas-based company called Corgan. The architecture firm has worked on hundreds of airports around the world, including DFW and various additions to Dallas Love Field. As part of our Breakthroughs project, KERA's Justin Martin talked with Jonathan Massey, head of aviation practices for Corgan.
Corgan was behind the 1958 design for Dallas Love Field, as well as the renovation in 2014. How has airport design changed?
The original facility, you know, when it was designed, there was no security, there was no concessions, there were no jet bridges. You just walked through the building, walked out onto the apron, walked up the stairs into a DC-10 propeller-driven airplane, and it was just fascinating. We had to completely reimagine the terminal and try to keep the hometown convenient feel of the old Love Field, but make it work in today's environment.
What kind of things go into making a functional airport?
You know, the way I describe it, they're really more machines than buildings. They have so many different systems and a lot of things, you know, passengers don't see. I mean, you check in your bag and you really don't know what happens to it after that. There's a whole baggage system and a screening system for the baggage, and then getting the baggage out to the plane is a whole system that most people don't see. Then, of course, everything else, the IT, the security cameras, the announcement systems, it's a complex combination of multiple elements that all have to be orchestrated together in a way that makes the journey through the airport for the passenger as easy as possible.
You talked recently with the Dallas Morning News, and you said your biggest pet peeve about airport design is trying to figure out where you go once you get to an airport. You know, how do you combat that confusion?
When you're designing a building from scratch, there are certain architectural cues, certain things you can do with light, with windows, with volume. And Love Field is a good example of that. I don't know that if you've ever noticed, but when you arrive at Love Field, and you're getting off your plane and you come towards the terminal, there's a very high volume space, clear story lights that's kind of naturally leading you to the exit point. There's very little signage in there that says this is the exit. You just know where it is because it's kind of like, you know, here's the pearly gates, walk through them. So you can do things like that when you're designing a brand new facility. It's much more difficult when you're trying to modify a DFW, for example, which to really make substantial changes in a terminal like DFW, you really have to tear down and start over again.
I was just reading about Shannon Airport in Ireland implementing an autism identification system and a sensory room to help kids who can be overloaded by the airport experience. And, you know, I'm wondering, what else goes into making airports better for these kinds of challenges?
Terminal buildings are very stressful environments. Many people that travel do it very infrequently. So many people travel maybe once a year or maybe a couple of times in their life. And they can be very stressful experiences. And we've done a lot of research into stress and how different types of passengers experience stress differently. So the elderly, for example, experience a high level of stress until they can get to eyesight to their gate, so they know that the plane hasn't left yet.
I've read that your firm is using aging suits. How does that work?
Well, this is a new thing we've been doing the past couple of years. We do have a gerontological suit, or a GERT suit. It simulates the feel of being 30 to 40 years older than you actually are. So it makes it harder to walk, it makes it harder to see, to hear, can even make your hand tremble. We use this suit to do experiments in our existing terminals and take our architects through them with the suit so they can experience what it's really like to be a 70 to 80 year old person. We're documenting those results of the things that were challenging for those people to create guidelines that help us design those interiors that can more accommodate what those elderly passengers need.
Jonathan Massey is head of aviation practices for the Dallas-based architecture firm Corgan. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
Slight chance of isolated showers today, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 91. It's 78 degrees in Dallas, 75 in Fort Worth.